it's a point that's often overlooked, only because, you know, the big properties making big prices, typically in the east of the country, make the headlines, and we're talking about 18,000 and 20,000 per acre. You could not go and buy, you know, land at prices like that on a farmer and hope to make a profit, commercial profit. Whereas if you go to Donegal and surrounding counties, you can buy land at half that price, good land now I'm talking about, and good farms. If that is what a young person wanted to do, and many young people would love to do, so don't let you know, they could maybe invest in land and hope to make a living from that land.
Is the residential zoned land tax having an impact on prices and on the movement of land and sales?
It's very limited only in the number of people that are affected by it. You know, it's very, very specific. So it's very local to, you know, to large towns around the country, including in Donegal and your catchment. And it probably is having an effect in those very specific localised areas for the small number of people involved. It is hard to get a handle or to put figures on that, but it probably is having some effect, all right. And a farmer who's looking at maybe at buying land, in an area, in a very specific location like that, would be well advised to get good tax and legal advice.
Is most of the land sale and transfer taking place within the agriculture sector in Donegal staying in farming, or is it land being bought for development or other purposes?
Most of the land really selling in County Donegal and County Leitrim and County Sligo would very much be staying in farming and being bought by part-time and full-time farmers for farming purposes. Now, of course, look, you go near any big town, and you will see the lifestyle type buyer. This is the part-time farmer. They might own a business, for example, or have a good job in some multinational company, and they're very happy maybe to buy a small parcel of land, 10, 15 acres, and to have that for lifestyle purposes. You know, we're seeing that right around the country, including in Donegal.